Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, for he is worthy to be praised. I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner Ministry. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text your neighbor, T-Boy and Tweetum. Hit them up on Facebook and let them know that we are live and on the air. I want to thank you again for tuning in to Prophetic Corner, where the word of God is being taught. The word of God is being prayed. So all you got to do is have a listening ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Amen. Glory to God. We're going to go ahead, amen, with our announcements on today. I want you to keep all these announcements in mind because this is ministry with you in mind. Glory to God. First of all, we have on Tuesday night, we have Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse coming to you live every Tuesday at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time. If you need a life coach, you need a marriage counselor, you need a spiritual leader, just go ahead and inbox them on Facebook and let them know what the need may be. It will be Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse, and I'm sure they will contact you back. Make sure you leave enough contact information so they can get back with you however you want them to text you or call you or whatever. Amen. They are free to do that. So I encourage you to hit them up on Facebook because it's an awesome show. We come on every Tuesday night. And if you have missed it, you can go back and hear it on demand because the shows are pre-recorded. So I encourage you to go ahead, amen, and hit them up and let them know what the need may be. Glory to God. So if you move on down, what we're going to do, we have a show that comes on Thursday. None other than Faith Come By Hearing, Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew. The show comes on every Thursday at 6 o'clock. She moved from Saturday to Thursday. And you know what? If you have missed it, it was an awesome show on the last week. It was just awesome. Glory to God, she walked the dog. So if y'all missed it, amen, you can go back and hear it on demand. But it's an awesome, awesome show. And if you move on down, we are called the Hour of Power. I am Prophetess Martha Williams. I'm the first Hour of Power. And the show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time every Sunday. So don't miss it. Don't miss it, don't miss it, don't miss it. And if you do, like I said, the shows are pre-recorded, so you can go back and listen to it later. I'm going to give you a 30-minute break. Then the next voice you will hear will be Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. Her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. So you can go and get you some Coke, get you some water, juice, whatever you prefer, and come back and hear Minister Elaine Jackson because she's going to tell it like it is. So you don't want to miss either of the shows. You know, God is moving by his spirit, by his might, by his power. So I encourage you to come on and hear what he's saying in these last days. You know, he said the love of many going to wax cold. And, you know, that is just so true. People don't think about helping others no more. They want it all. They want to build a bigger barn for themselves, but they don't want to help those that are in need. I know everybody you can't help, but there ought to be somebody that you can help. My God, because God will put some people in your path sometimes for you to help them. He already knows what you're going to do, but he wants you to see what's in you as to how you treat them and what you'll do for them. And that's the way it goes. Glory to God. Now, if you desire prayer, amen, I want to encourage you to go ahead and press the 1, and I will bring you in for prayer. You know, sometimes we feel like, well, I don't need any, but we always can use prayer for whatever it may be. I want you to press the 1, come in. I won't ask you your name, but I do want you to tell me where you're calling from because God is moving, and I don't want you to miss the move of God. He's moving on the left, right, north, south, east, and the west. Glory to God. Awesome, awesome God we serve. Well, no one has pressed the 1, so we're going to go ahead, amen, in prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, oh Lord. Father God, we ask you, Lord, right now, Lord God, everyone under the sound of my voice, let them hear your voice, Lord, as I speak. as your servant, Lord God, in today's message on the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, oh God, how everyone listens, Lord God, to the word of God and let it hide in their heart so they sin not against thee, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for those that's all around the nation, oh Lord God. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, as they draw closer unto you, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. We know, Lord God, that everything, Lord God, works together for the good of them that love you, Lord God, that are called according to your purpose, oh Lord, right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, oh Lord, and we give you glory, oh God. We praise your holy name on high. We pray for the elderly, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Send someone by, Lord God. Send them by, Lord, that's going to treat them right, not try to take from them, but to treat them right, Lord, and help them, Lord God, and to do, Lord God, what they need to do for them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And let them not be grateful-hearted in doing it, Lord. Let them not be mean to them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. But let them show your light as they go in to help them, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, because we know, Lord, you are light, and you are the light of the world, Lord God, and there's no darkness in it. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just pray, Lord, right now that you keep all the children safe, Lord God. Keep the parents safe, Lord. And, Lord, teach them how to teach their children, Lord, in these last and evil days, Lord, where to go, what to do, and how to do it, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just pray right now, oh, Lord God, that you will give them the strength that they need, Lord, to train a child up in the way they should go, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Lord, some are training them up, but not in the way of Christ. They're training them in the wrong way. So, Father, we come against that spirit. But let them walk, Lord God, in the newness of life. Let them walk the way you want them to walk and talk the way you want them to talk, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord, and we give you glory, and we give you praise. In your son Jesus' name we pray, Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Someone keeps holding their side. I'm seeing this. Somebody keeps grabbing their side. And I'm hearing him. He said it's your appendix. Glory to God. So you need to go ahead, amen, and go to the doctor. Don't keep walking around there scrunched over, because I'm seeing you. And you keep scrunching over, holding your side. He says your appendix. Go on to the doctor. Amen. Glory to God. I'm not your doctor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But I keep seeing this, and you keep walking and holding your side. So you need to go on and go to the doctor. He said it's your appendix. Glory to God. So go and get that taken care of. You know, sometimes, you know, when things happen, hallelujah, you're scared to go to the doctor. Glory to God. But that's the time you need to go. Like I said, I'm not your doctor, but I'm seeing you. You're always walking, you're holding your side, and you're scrunched over. You need to go on and go to the doctor. Glory to God. Hallelujah, and get that taken care of, because we serve an awesome God. We serve a good God, so he ain't going to let nothing sneak up on you, glory to God, without revealing it, he said to his prophets first. So understand, glory to God, he revealed it, hallelujah, glory to God. So go and get that taken care of. Amen. We thank God for his word, amen, on today. You know, we serve a right now God. We serve a God that's on time. He ain't never late, hallelujah. So remember, hallelujah, don't be afraid to go and get what needs to be taken care of, hallelujah. My God. So many times you know there's a problem and you'll wait to the last minute, not even want to go to the urgent care because you don't want to pay, hallelujah, glory to God. But you'll go out and eat, you'll go and do everything else, you'll go to the store. You'll go shopping. You'll go do anything else. But then you're in pain. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Wouldn't you rather go and take that and go to the doctor and get everything taken care of? Yes, he will take care of you. Yes, and yes, and yes, and yes, and he'll heal you too. But he also gave those doctors knowledge and wisdom and understanding of what's going on with the body. He made the body, yes. Glory to God. And he gave them knowledge and what to do and how to do it and what medication to give you. And even if he give it to you, you still got to pray over it. Hallelujah. But he's still right there. You know, a lot of times people don't think, amen, God uses doctors. Yes, he do. Yeah. Yes, he's a doctor. And I used to always hear my mom say, Dr. Jesus. Yes. And she always used to say that. But still, you need to go and get it taken care of. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We serve an awesome God. We serve a right now God. We serve a God that's always right on time, and he's never late. Ah, if you haven't got what you thought you should have by now, just hold on, because he's going to give it to you. He's not the God that he's going to lie, nor the Son of Man that he shall repent. Hallelujah. Because if he said it and it's in his word, it's yea and amen. So all you got to do is hold on with all you got to his unchanging hand, and he's going to give you just what he said. Don't let nobody talk you out of it. Hallelujah. And sometimes you move too quick. Just slow it down a bit and know that he's going to provide. He is the provider. He's out El Shaddai. He said it in his word. Hallelujah. And he will give you your heart desires. But don't let your desires, hallelujah, bypass God's desires. Because if they do, then that tells me that you're going out there on your own, and whatever you get, you're going to have to pay for it. We're going to go through, amen, the scripture right here. You can go ahead and turn to 1 Samuel chapter 8. You're going to see what I'm talking about. The title of my message here on today, be careful what you ask for. You know, sometimes people ask for stuff that, you know, and they don't even need that right then. He's not saying that he ain't going to give it to you, but that's just not what you need. We need salvation, glory to God. We need that, hallelujah. Yes, we do. Hallelujah. You need to have a way to go to work. Yes, you do. You need food in your kitchen. Yes, you do. Yes, you need all that. Hallelujah. But you don't need all the Gucci and all that different stuff. I know you want that. But all that can come in its season. Yes, he tell us to enjoy it out here. But he didn't tell us to put yourself in bondage trying to get more stuff. Hallelujah. We don't serve that type of God. He don't want you stressed out. How are you going to do this and how are you going to do that? And how I'm going to do this, Lord Jesus. And well, I got to pay this. I got to do. He don't want you stressed out. Hallelujah. And then sometimes you say, it's God. No, he didn't do that. Hallelujah. Whenever you hear something, you can ask him again, Lord, is it really you? Are you telling me to do that? You can wait just a couple of seconds. I know. You can wait a day or two, you know, and go and pray about it if you don't think that you're not hearing from him. And then go, if he say, yes, it's me. Move on. Hallelujah. That's what you do. Glory to God. Let's get into a message here. Be careful what you ask for. Hallelujah. So make sure you're asking first for the spiritual and then the natural. Because I asked for stuff and he said, no, Yeah. First the spiritual and then the natural. Hallelujah. And I had to wait it out. And was it easy? It sure wasn't. No, it wasn't. But you stay in his word. You meditate on his word. You continue. Hallelujah, in his word and continue to pray and continue to seek him. Is it easy? No, it's not. But you got to be dedicated. You got to know that you know that you know. If he said it, then he going to do it. Even if he did it, amen, so many years later, I'm not going to tell you how old I am. I know y'all listening. Hallelujah, glory to God. But so many years later, he'll do it in his time. So sometimes it's not time. So if you get something out of time, hallelujah, then you're on your own. I do remember, we're going to get into the word. I remember me and this young lady was talking, and she was saying, well, you know what, I asked God for a car, and she did. She got the car. It was a nice car. It was a high-maintenance car, really high-maintenance, okay? And she said she asked God for it, and she said he gave it to her. But she kept asking. She kept asking. He wanted that particular vehicle. He didn't want one that she could pay for, you know. He wanted that particular one. Hallelujah. That was high maintenance. I forgot the model she said it was and what it was. She said it was a high maintenance car. I remember that. And she didn't keep it long. That's because she didn't get the car that he wanted her to have. He wanted her to have something that, you know, right then that she could pay for, you know, and he would help, you know, to get the payment, to give them to her to pay for it. She wanted something else. And that's what she just kept asking. You're going to see what I'm talking about right here. Be careful what you ask for. Hallelujah. And she didn't keep it long. And she said it. She said, Miss Martha, she said, you know what? I shouldn't have did that. She said, I kept asking, and he gave it to me. Yes, he kept worried in the bill. And so he went on and gave it to her. And she was on all, and she didn't keep it. So from there on, she learned a valuable lesson. I won't do that again. Hallelujah. Let's get into the message on today. I'm here at 1 Samuel chapter 8. And it came to pass when Samuel was old that he made his son judges over Israel. Now, Samuel was getting old, so, you know, it was time for somebody else to step up. So he made his son judges. Hallelujah. You know, now I see with the job market, they wanted at first, we're going through all this pandemic and everything, they wanted to go ahead and get get the senior citizens out. They wanted to bring younger people in. Hallelujah. That's what they wanted to do. But let me show you right here what happened. Glory to God. But he knew he was getting old and everything, and, you know, he wanted to bring his sons aboard, and well, nothing wrong with that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on, verse 2. Now, the name of his firstborn was Joel, and the name of his second son was Abihah. They were judges in Beersheba, and his sons walked not in his ways, but turned aside after lucre and took bribes and perverted judgment. You see right here, they didn't walk in the way Samuel walked. Samuel was in the Lord. He was anchored in the Lord, but they didn't do that. So you see, that's what they wanted. They want to push them out, amen, so they can get other young people in, you know, and do that, and so they can work. Hallelujah, glory to God. But I can tell you anything, now it's not like that. Now they want to turn around. If you look, on the internet, you look everywhere, they want the senior citizens to work. Hallelujah. That's what they're asking for, because they know they got some stability. They're going to stay there. Hallelujah. And that's what's going on now with the job market. That's what I'm seeing. Amen. You may see something different, but that's what I'm seeing. And you see right here, they did not walk in the way Samuel walked. But, you know, it's okay. Your children may not want to be in ministry like that. But understand what you got to do, you got to pray and ask the Lord to help you and to keep them and to cover them and keep praying for them. And he'll turn them around and they'll begin to serve him like they should. So don't kick them out the door just because they ain't serving the Lord like you serve them. Glory to God. But you see right here, Samuel, he was in the Lord, but his children wasn't. His sons wasn't. But he had appointed them judges. They were taking bribes from people, amen, people who were doing some crazy stuff, doing some really nasty things. And they were taking bribes under the table. Glory to God. Now, you know that ain't godly. Hallelujah. That's not godly. And I'm sure he didn't raise them like that. But that's just sometimes the way children stray like that. But that's okay. Hallelujah. You just keep praying, Lord. One day he's going to touch them and bring them back, huh? In the name of Jesus. So just continue on. Don't give up on them. Hallelujah. I know some say, well, I'm going to cut them off. They shout. I'm cutting them off right now. Yeah, you might have to cut them off from giving them money and certain stuff. Yeah. But here's the thing. You continue to pray that whatever they're making, they'll learn how to use it right. Yeah, there's a way to pray, that, you know, and say, when we read our Bible, amen, and we read our Bible every day, it gives us what to say and how to pray, and you can ask God to help you. Ask that Holy Ghost Spirit to come in and help you and show you how to pray, show you what to say, show you how to live your life godly unto the Lord, that he is pleased with it, and he will. But, you know, so many times, people don't pray those kind of prayers. Here's the prayer that they pray, Lord, I want you to give me. I want you to give me mine. I want you to give me this, and I want you to give me that. You go to God with a long old to-do list for yourself, not worried about nobody else. So hallelujah. And sometimes you forget about your children. Just tell it like it is. You know, you say, Lord, I want my children saved. I want them to serve you, Lord. And I'm calling you, Lord, and I'm crying out to you. You know, you forget about all that. You just want mine, more. You know, let's do a little better. We're going to do a little better this year. And that's what happened. They were taking bribes and they were hiding stuff when people were doing things wrong, and they were hiding it, you know, because they done paid them off. Glory to God. People should have been in jail, but guess what? They covered it up because they paid them, gave them bribes. Let's move on. Then all the elders of Israel gathered themselves together and came to Samuel unto Ramah and said unto him, behold, thou art old, and thy sons walk not in thy ways, Now make us a king to judge us like all the nations. You see, they were telling Samuel that he was old. So now, you know, your sons ain't judged, ain't doing right. So we want to go ahead. We want us a king. And they just kept bothering him and bothering him. You see, but understand, they had a good leader. When you got a good leader that's leading you, and I see that so many times, sometimes, you know, people get older in the church, even pastors and different things, and they just want to go ahead and they're trying to kick him out. But that's not the thing to do. You put somebody under them, you know, and make sure that, you know, they're trained up and they're going to help him, amen, and everything, and he'll let them preach. You know, I know now some may not, but still, they got to have somebody in that place ready to take over, you know, if he decides he want to retire or whatever he want to do. That's the thing about it. Don't just go and try to kick them out. Because I know this situation. He had been preaching out on, oh, my God, ever since I know I was a little girl. And I heard somebody say this a long time ago. But listen, that wasn't that long, okay? I hear you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Y'all can laugh. It's okay. Hallelujah. But he preached, and he was an awesome, awesome man of God. He really was. And then they just wanted to get rid of him just quick. You know, we got to get rid of him. We got to set him down. And, you know, and that wasn't a good thing for him. And it bothered him. It did when they did all this. And it did. It kept bothering him. It bothered him. But they should have did it better than that. So be careful how you put your mouth on the man and woman of God. Because you put your mouth on the man and woman of God, you're cursing yourself. And don't forget, these curses not only come to you, but they fall down, amen, down the line on your children. And then they go on down the line on your children, because nobody knows how to break those generational curses. Hallelujah. Especially those that spoke it. You know, you have a lot of religious devils, amen, but you have nobody that hardly has a relationship with the Lord. There are some that has a relationship, but most of them operate in those religious devils. That's what it is. And then they think one minister is so spooky, but it's not spook. Hallelujah. It's called relationship. That's when you dig in the word and you know what he's saying and how to do and how to cast out a devil, how to get someone set free. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Amen. But the thing displeased Samuel when they said, give us a king to judge us. And Samuel prayed unto the Lord. See, Samuel didn't like it because they're telling him, well, give us a king. They all in his ear. So Samuel was like, okay, you got to, I am the leader. And then the Lord is the king over you. So why would you want to get another king? Y'all doing fine, so hold on. Because, see, he could have dealt with them sons of his. He could ask the Lord what he want to do with them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But they kept bothering him and pestering him. We want a king to rule over us. So be careful what you ask for. Let me show you here what I'm saying. And the Lord said unto Samuel, hearken unto the voice of the people in all that they say unto thee. For they have not rejected thee, but they have rejected me, that I should not reign over them. See, they weren't rejecting Samuel. They were rejecting the God in Samuel. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because, you know, Samuel was a praying man. He was a prophet. Glory to God. And he was a praying man. So they weren't really rejecting Samuel as a person. That you're not rejecting the man of God just as a person. You're rejecting God in him. You're not rejecting your leader. Glory to God. You're rejecting the God in them. So make sure, remember. Hallelujah. Let me help you out here. Let's just free. Hold up for a minute. Let's back up just a minute. Hallelujah. The devil will come and try to put stuff in your mind about your leader. You better learn how to cast that stuff out and don't entertain them thoughts. Because if you do, you're going to come up and miss it. I'm telling you, he will do it. But just understand, that's why he said you can cast it down. As many times as he bring it up, that's as many times you cast it down. But I know they ain't like that. But I know them personally. And I've been knowing them all these years. And I know what they'll do and what they won't do. So, no, I'm not thinking like that. I'm not coming against them. So you can get to the back of the line. You got to learn how to do that. That's even with people that say they're anointed. You say, hold up, wait a minute. Now, I don't see no anointing about that. Glory to God. But you don't know what they've been through. You don't know what they've done. You don't know how what it took them to get what they got. You just don't know. Let's move on down. According to all the works which they have done since the day that I brought them up out of Egypt, even unto this day wherewith they have forsaken me and served other gods, so do they also unto thee. See, he even brought them out of Egypt. Look, and then they come and they still want a king over them. See, they already had all that stuff they were going through and all. They was in slavery and all that. They were working hard day and night. My God. And now you still gonna come and you want a king over you, you say, after all that you went through. There's someone telling you when y'all eat, when it's time to get up, you know, and work. Turn out the lights. You can't keep the lights on. And now you still want another king over you. And they had the best one. They had a great leader, Samuel. And then they had God leading Samuel. So what more could they ask for? So be careful what you ask for. Glory to God. Let's move on to verse 9. Now therefore hearken unto their voice. How about yet protest solemnly unto them and show them the manner of the king that shall reign over them. And Samuel told all the words of the Lord unto the people that asked of him. He was telling them what's going to happen if you ask for this, you ask him for this king, and if you get it. Hallelujah. Samuel said, okay, this is what's going to happen. Let's read a little bit of what's going to happen. And he said, this will be the manner of the king that shall reign over you. He will take your sons and appoint them for himself, for his chariots, and to be his horsemen. And some shall run before his chariot, and he will appoint his captains over thousands and captains over 50, and will set them to ear his ground and to reap his harp and to make his instruments of war and instruments of his chariot. See, they were going to go back in bondage and in slavery with this king, and that's what Samuel was trying to get them to see. Be careful what you ask for. You say, okay, Lord, hallelujah. Let's just get off the grid for just a second. Okay, Lord, I do, Lord. This is what I want. I want this husband. Lord, I want him. I want him. But listen, it said, Lord, if there's anything in me, Lord, then I want you to fix me first. And then, Lord, you can send him in, Lord, so I'll be able to keep it and work with it. Glory to God. Because you ask too soon, you just might get it. Hallelujah. And it's gonna come, amen. It may not be like you want it, but then when it gets there, you'll go ahead and accept it. Say, oh, Lord, you gave it to me. So, Lord, now I got to deal with it. I got to take it. No, you need to ask God first to work with what's in the inside of you. Even men, you know, Lord, I want this woman as my wife, Lord. But you don't know what old Susie Bell out there done did and doing. You don't know how Susie Bell going to treat you when y'all get married and get in the house. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you got to be careful. He was telling them that this man was going to put their children in slavery, you know. But see, they were coming against Samuel. He didn't like it, but guess what? He took it to the Lord in prayer. He was trying to explain to them, this is what's going to happen. He's going to take your young girls and he's going to enslave them. He's going to take your boys. He's going to enslave them. They're going to be running. They're going to be his horsemen. Amen. Pulling his buggy. Okay. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Think about it. And then they're going to be plying. They're going to have to ply his fields and mend his crops and make his instruments and do as he say when he say do it. But they wanted a king. Okay. Let's move on. And he will take your daughter to be confederate and to be cooks and to be bakers. See, right here, he was going to take them all, and they were going to enslave them. He was telling them what was going to happen. See, they had the best deal that they could get. It ain't nothing like having God to be in charge. Glory to God. So he going to take care of you. See, when they got a king, he wasn't going to care. Hallelujah. You were going to have to dance by his music, whether he was playing your song or not. You were going to have to get up, amen, and dance by his music. It didn't matter. So they were asking for stuff that they really didn't need. Just because Samuel was getting old. I understand that the way the guys were doing his sons, but, you know, just think about it. They had the best leaders they could have. But they weren't rejecting Samuel. They were rejecting God. They were rejecting the God in Samuel. Because Samuel would pray and say, Lord, what I need to do about this? Lord, what I need to do about that? what is going on here? Lord, show me what are they doing. Lord, show me how to fix this. Lord, show me how to fix that. Okay? They weren't going to get none of that from this king. Okay? All they were going to get, they were going to get back in slavery. Let's move on. And he will take your fields and your vineyards and your olive yards, even the best of them, and give them to his servants. See? He was trying to tell them they were going to do some stuff. Are you sure you want to keep? You know how some people say, yeah, Lord, I'm sure. I want this car. Hallelujah. When I was going to choose a car, and I said, okay, first of all, I went and I know I was at home one day, and I said, okay, Lord, now I want what you want. Whatever you want, that's what I want. Okay? And I just laid back, and I didn't try. Hallelujah. He told me that, you know, that day he showed me, amen, the car that I was supposed to go get, whether it was a truck during that time, and he showed me the one that I was supposed to go get. I'm like, man, that's a big vehicle right there for me. Okay. I wanted a truck. I did. But I didn't know what kind I wanted. And he showed me this specific one, and he told me what it was. Hallelujah. I said, okay. So me and my son pulled it up, looked on the computer. I said, wow, it's a nice truck. I like it. And so he said, go look. So that's what we did. I went and I looked, and this person went with me, and they seen this beautiful Cadillac. It was just awesome. It was awesome. And they said, well, here go the car right here. I said, no, that is not it. You are not going to get me trapped up in that. I said, no, it's not Cadillac. I said, oh, no, child, that ain't what the Lord told me. I had to print it all, picture and everything. But you're going to tell me to get this? This is not it. Hallelujah. So we kept on looking, and we went on down to this other place. And when I walked up, when I got on the lot and I seen it, I said, this is it right here. See, here's the picture and everything. This is it. So I had the picture. I printed it off. I said, now this is it. Glory to God. So I did. I got that vehicle. Do you know, I promise you, God, that vehicle God has blessed me with it. Amen. It was awesome. It never did, amen, break down side the road or nothing. When God gives you something, he gives you his best. So when you go and get what you get his best. And to know, hallelujah, he will take care of it, hallelujah. If things started to happen, he'll put people in your path to work on it and fix it and help you. And one thing about it, he said, you will never be broke down on the road. That's what he told me, and it never did break down on the road. Now, that's the type of God we serve, hallelujah. So you get what he wants for you. If he tells you to open a business, hallelujah, know what kind of business he's telling you. Because guess what? He's going to send customer after customer. You're going to be making money after money, hallelujah. People are going to be wondering how are they making so much money. You could tell them this is God doing, because he told me this is what he wants me to do. Hallelujah. You always stay in that lane and do what he called you to do, and you will never go in lack. That's what you got to remember. You may go through some things, yes, a few trials and troubles, but I'd rather go through knowing that this is what he told me to do, and he going to bring me out, than knowing that I did this on my own, and then I don't have any help. I got to go and borrow, they always say, from Peter to pay Paul, which ain't no such thing, when I could just say, Lord, you know I need you, hallelujah. Glory to God. I need you to send me some customers. Lord God, I need you, Lord God, to pay these bills. And guess what? He'll jump in and he'll help you. He'll show you how to do it. He'll make it smooth as silk. Good God Almighty. That's the type of God that we serve. Let's move on to verse 16. And he will take your men servants and your maid servants and your godliest and your goodliest young men and your asses and put them to work. He was going to make it all work, amen, for him. He was telling y'all, y'all, listen to what you're saying. Listen to what you're asking for. Lord, give me, Lord God. I want the Mercedes. I want the house on Sugar Hill. I want all of this. And when you get it, guess what? You got to pay for it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But if he tell you, now here, what you do, just go right on over there. And this is where I'm going to put you for this time, this apartment, okay? I'm going to put you in this place right here. For this time, not saying that he ain't going to give you a house. If you want a house, I understand you want a house. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But do it all in God's time. Let him show you the house that he wants you to live in. Hallelujah. And so years later, amen, I needed to buy a car. Hallelujah. And guess what? I didn't know. I said, okay, Lord, what you want me to get? Your will be done. So I was waiting on a friend of mine to come pick me up so we can go and we can go and look. And I looked out the window, amen, and he showed me a vision of the car that I should go and get. Hallelujah. I said, okay, Lord. I said, I got you. So we went on and went to the car lot and everything, you know. They were saying, well, amen, my apostle, I'm just going to tell it like it is, amen. She said, call me when you get the keys in your hand. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, she didn't get the call, amen, because I just plain and forgot. Glory to God. So we went to the lot and they showed me this car. So I said, that ain't it. I said, mm-mm, that ain't it. We went to another dealership to look at cars and I said, that ain't it. That ain't it. I said, that just ain't it. So we went back to the one we went to the first time. And they had brought the car out. And I said, okay, well, I'm going to think about it for a minute. I didn't want to jump too quick. So that's when we left, amen, to back it up and went to another car dealer. So we went over there, and then we came back looking at it and everything. And I said, okay, now we can negotiate, okay? Hallelujah. So it was the very same car that he showed me in the vision that passed by the woman. So, you know, God is real. He'll show you what to do. I'd rather be with him than be without him. Because, see, these people here were coming against God. They don't know what they were asking for. You're asking for something, amen, that you won't be able to keep. That's the thing about it. Hallelujah. But he always make a way out of no way, amen. If you follow him, follow the path of righteousness, follow him and be led by the Spirit of the living God in what to do, how to do, when to do it. Don't get so anxious. You know, sometimes people, well, I'm getting old, amen, you know, and I need this right now, and I need it right then. But don't say no such thing as I'm getting old, you know. It gets better, amen, you know, with age. Hallelujah. It's okay. And he's going to give you just what you need. That way you can keep it. You won't have all those heartaches and all those headaches behind it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And he will take the tenth of your sheep, and ye shall be his servant. He was going to take everything. He said, don't y'all know what you're asking for? You're asking for a king. You got the best one to serve you. You have a good leader. And you got God on your side. Come on. He will never let you down. And you're asking for a mess. That's what you're going to get ready to walk into. Y'all don't know what you're doing. Hallelujah. He was trying to tell them, but they didn't want to listen. They were stubborn people. Hallelujah. Let's move on. And ye shall cry out in that day because of your king, which ye shall have chosen you. And the Lord will not hear you in that day. He was saying, yeah, y'all asking for a king, but what's going to happen? Hallelujah. You done rejected God. Then you're going to cry out and he ain't going to hear you. That's when you ask for stuff that you know. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's when you go and get stuff, rather, that he ain't gave you. He ain't told you to go get. And then you're going to be crying out to the Lord, Lord, help me. Lord, I need you to pay this off. Lord, I need you, Lord God, to get this, Lord God, this debt out of my way, Lord. And listen, he ain't even told you to go get that. Glory to God. You see right here, he said, y'all going to cry out, and he's not going to hear you. You're going to continue on. Yes, he reign on the just so well as the unjust. But you're going to have to continue on down that road, amen, for a few seasons. For he step in and be God in your life. Really, truly, he is. Hallelujah. So don't step outside of your bounds trying to get things, amen, that he ain't told you to get. Because you can wind up in a mess. Look at them. They will wind up in a mess because they want a king. They want it now. He said, you're going to cry out. He said it. He's not going to hear you. So if they ain't going to cry out and he ain't going to hear them, amen, because now they got to deal with this king that they asked for, then think about it. We will do the same thing. We can cry out, but he ain't going to hear us. Hallelujah. I done went. I done got this car. I done got this. I done got this. I done got all this big house on Sugar Hill. All this, everything. Hallelujah. I went and I got the house and I just went through it. I got every piece of new furniture I could get. Hallelujah. And now I'm crying out to the Lord. What did I cry out to him before I went and got all this stuff? Hallelujah. Did I ask him, Lord, is it okay? Hallelujah. If I go and get a few new pieces of furniture, is it okay, Lord God? Is this what you want me to have? Did I cry out and ask him before I went and got in all this? Did I cry out and say, Lord, I want your will? Or, you know, a lot of times people, they say words, but they don't really mean it. Sometimes they say it because they hear other people say it. And then, you know, they say, oh, it sounds good. But everything that sounds good, hallelujah, it may not be good to you. Glory to God. Do you cry out before you go and get in the mix? Do you cry out and say, Lord, is this him? Is this the husband? Do you cry out and say, Lord, is this the wife? Lord, is this the one that I should have? Then, Lord, I want you to tell me. If it's not, then I don't want it. I don't want nothing to do with it. And it's easy to go on about your business because you're anchored in the Lord. And you want what he wants for you. Glory to God. Lord, is this the business that I'm to start? If not, then, Lord, tell me because I'm going to leave it alone. Is this what you want me to do in this season? Is this the place that you want me to be in so my life can flourish and I can know more about you and learn more about you? If it's not, then, Lord, you need to show me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But so many times we don't enter into that stage of, Lord, is it you? When some just say, Lord, it's not my will, but let your will be done. How many people that sometimes don't say that? They really don't say that. They just want to go and get. Hallelujah. But then sometimes the getting ain't good for you. Then you got to be worried about it. Oh, Lord, I need to pay this bill. I need to pay that. But one thing about it, if you do what God is telling you to do, then guess what? He's going to take care of everything you got to take care of. Hallelujah. Let's go on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, my God. Nevertheless, the people refused to obey the voice of Samuel, and they said, nay, but we will have a king over us. They weren't even hearing what he was saying. He was trying to tell them the destruction that was coming. He was trying to tell them what the king was going to do. But they didn't want to hear what he got to say. Nay, there's something when God will send his manservant, hallelujah, he'll send his apostle, he'll send his prophet, he'll send his teacher, he'll send someone to say, you know what, don't go down that path. That is not the path for you to go down. But then you won't hear him. Well, you know what, they just jealous. Hallelujah. I'm not saying that there aren't jealous spirits, true, but your man and woman of God are telling you this for a purpose. So learn to have a listening ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying in these last and evil days. You know, some people just don't want to listen, hallelujah. But whenever he send them, they ain't coming just because they want to come. I understand there are some just want to give a prophecy, but you'll know, amen, a true prophet, amen, by the fruit. Glory to God. Because you know they don't come to you all the time telling you stuff. Just telling you stuff to make you feel good. They gonna come sometimes with a word that you ain't gonna like. Ah, yes, I got that. Hallelujah. They'll come with a word that you may not like, but this word, it's gonna bring fruit in your life. Hallelujah. Let's move on here. Glory to God. That we also may be like all the nations, and that our king may judge us and go out before us and fight our battles. Don't you know he had the best battle fighter when they had God? He delivered them from the Philistines. Come on now. He had the best. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because all he had to do was speak it and it'll happen. Ah, my God. All he had to do was just say it and it will come to pass. Hallelujah. He could have said amen. Glory to God. All of them fall to the ground and die. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And guess what? It was over. Glory to God. They had the best leader that was knowing what God was saying, and he would tell them to hold tight, sit still, and see the salvation of the Lord. Hold on. Sit tight. Don't go over there. Don't do this. Don't do that. Y'all stop serving them other God and serve the true and the living God. Glory to God. They had the best. He had their best interests at heart. But then they want to turn and go and get a key. Isn't that something? You don't want to stay up under nobody that's going to tell you the truth on what to do, how to do, when to pray, what to say. You want to go and get somebody, well, you know what, if I go over here, you know, they tell me that this one over here, they give a lot of prophecies over there. So I'm going over there, and I'm going to hear what they say, because I don't want him telling me to be still over here. Glory to God, because I'm getting old. It's time to move out. Don't want to hear that. But hold on. And listen to what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. And Samuel heard all these. He said he heard all the words of the people. and he rehearsed them in the ears of the Lord. And the Lord said to Samuel, hearken unto their voice, and make them a king. And Samuel said unto the men of Israel, go ye every man unto his city. He said, okay, that's what they want. He said, Samuel, go ahead and give it to them. They're not rejecting you. They're rejecting me. So you're not rejecting, amen, one of a prophet or pastor or teacher, or he may send a child sometime to tell you stuff. Just think about it. He can use anybody he want to use, glory to God, at that time. He said, they're not rejecting you, but they are rejecting me. So don't worry about it. Go ahead. Give them what they're asking for and let them see what happens. He'll go ahead and say, okay, go. You go ahead on, hallelujah. Yeah, you want to go on this trip? Go ahead, hallelujah. But listen, ask him, you know, Lord, is it clear? Is it okay, you know, hallelujah, if I go, you know, what? If he said, no, don't go at this time. I go, okay, don't do it. Hallelujah. Just wait, and he'll tell you, okay, now it's safe to go. You know, I was at the dentist's office one day, and I'm like, okay, now they need to hurry up. I'm like, okay, just impatient. I'm like, man, I've been in here a long time, and normally you go and it don't take that long, but you know, when I'm in. But this particular day, it took quite a long time. I don't know what was going on, but amen. And then all of a sudden, you know, I went back, and then it took a few more minutes, amen, a good little minute. But I said, okay, now I'm ready to go. Just hold up. Just be still. Just hold on. Hallelujah. So I did. And when I left the dentist's office, glory to God, and I got ready to come home, amen, by the time I got there to the intersection, another car, amen, was going across and somebody was coming under the light. So guess what? They hit them. If I had been a few minutes early, hallelujah, I would have been in that very accident. Glory to God. That's why it's very important to hold on. I said, now, Lord, I thank you because you kept me from that. She came flying through, hallelujah, trying to make the light, flying through, hit her and knocked the woman out of the car. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. And, of course, I had to get out. You know, I always have to get out and see what's going on and make sure, you know, she all right and everything. Me and this other guy, everybody else was just there standing around. So me and this other guy got out, amen, and I started praying, amen, you know, that you okay and everything. So we got a phone, you know, asked her where her phone was, and we called the family to come, you know, where she was. But she was okay, amen. But instead of her saying, Lord, I thank you, she didn't have touched it. I said, oh, Lord Jesus, my God. I said, honey, you okay? Don't worry about that. I said, you okay? You know, so we stayed there, and then the ambulance came and everything, and then she was okay, glory to God. We thank God for that. But you see, hallelujah, don't get in a hurry. Just be still for a minute. You see, they finna get themselves in a lot of trouble here by wanting a king because he was going to do them in. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. So be careful what you ask for, but you just might get it. And then when you get it, what are you going to do with it? See, they wanted a king to rule over them. Hallelujah. And they had the best ones. Glory to God. And then you want to go from church to church and church to church, you know, going over there. Well, Lord, you know what? I'm going over here. Be careful. Well, Lord, I want to go somewhere, Lord, where, you know, they're giving prophecies. And, Lord, I want to go somewhere, Lord God, where they're doing this and doing that. Be careful. He'll let you go, too. Glory to God. And stop all this church hopping and all these different things. Just stay still for a minute and see the salvation of the Lord, because God is doing some mighty work. And hallelujah, glory to God. You've got to stay anchored in the Lord nowadays. You can't move from church to church and person to person just because you want to get a good, feel good sermon. Oh, my God. You want to get something to feel good. Oh, to you, hallelujah. But you ain't going to walk by the word that you got from the last one, church that you was at. So be still and stop hopping around and going from this church to that church. Hallelujah. Glory to God, my God. Just because I'm going over here, you know, they'll let me sing my song. I'm over here, they tell me I can't sing. Well, guess what? You probably can't, you know. But it's okay. Yes, he can make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Amen. He can when you're in the shower or when you're in the house. He didn't tell me to put you up in front of folks and amen. And you're screeching and screaming and they're holding their ears. He didn't say all that. Hallelujah. You know, I think sometimes people take it all, amen, out of whack when he said make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Yes. Hallelujah. You praise him. You make that joyful noise. You sing in your home. You do what you do, amen, to praise him and worship him. Glory to God. But he didn't tell him to put you in front of the church and let you screech everybody else, and then you got people throwing up one finger, walking out. Oh, they said, Sister Sarah, she sounds like some little rat screeching on some paper, you know. Glory to God. That is not it. Hallelujah. So be careful what you ask for. Ask God to lead and guide you. When you pray about something, hold on and wait for the answer. Because I know I've prayed about several things, and guess what? If I don't get an answer, then I'm going to be still until I hear. But he told me to do this thing just the other day, and I'm like, now, wait a minute, hold on, Lord, are you speaking? You know? I'm like, for real? Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes when you're like that, there's just something that you're like, okay. When it's concerning a certain thing, you're like, Lord, you telling me? Glory to God. Yeah, you. Who else? Anybody in the house with you? Yes. Okay. Glory to God. But just be careful what you ask for, because you just might get it. Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for this day, oh Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the word of God, to be careful what we ask for, Lord God, in these last and evil days, oh God. Show us, Lord God, what to ask for. Lord, show us what to pray, how to pray, and what to say, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for your comfort, your peace. We thank you, Lord God, for everyone that's on the line under the sound of my voice. Let the word meditate on their heart, Lord God. Let them hold on to it, Lord God, and be careful what they ask for in this season, oh God. Show them what you want them to have. Show them what you want them to do. Show them what you want them to walk by, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Show them where you want them to go, Lord. Show them where you don't want them to go, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Show them what to give, Lord. Show them who to give it to, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Don't let them give reluctantly, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, don't let them give in grateful-hearted, Lord, because we know it won't prosper nothing, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Let them be freely to give unto you, Lord, when you say give, Lord. Let them be freely to hold back when you say hold back. Because that ain't going to prosper you nothing. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, oh Lord. God, for everyone, Lord, under the sound of my voice. Let them hear the word of the Lord on tonight. Even though as they sleep, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let this word bring them comfort. Let this word bring them peace. Let this word bring them joy, knowing that they can call on you and you'll show them where to go and what to do and how to do it, Lord God. And they can be careful, Lord God, not to receive something that don't belong to them, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise, oh Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We serve a right now awesome God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let me help you out. There's someone getting ready to give. Amen. Glory to God. Someone. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Where you're getting ready to sow these seeds, I'm going to put it like this. That is not good ground. Hallelujah. So go back and ask God before you give it. Oh, my God. Go back and ask God before you give it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's not good ground. Hallelujah. Sometimes you just give. Amen. Because, you know, others say, well, you know what? I give. No. Ask him where you want to plant this. It's a very large amount, hallelujah. So ask him where do he want you to plant that, hallelujah, plant that seed. Do not, hallelujah, glory to God. Mm-mm. It ain't good ground, so don't do it. Don't do it, because it will not prosper you nothing. Amen, glory to God. Hallelujah, my God, we serve an awesome God, hallelujah. Just be careful what you ask for. Hallelujah, glory to God. I'm going to see if we have anybody that's pressed the one that would like prayer. If you would like prayer at this time, we got a few minutes left. You can go ahead and press the one. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What an awesome God we serve, the right now God, on time God. He's an on time God. Yes, he is. He may not come when you want him, but he'll always be there right on time. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead, amen, and reiterate the shows that's coming up. Don't forget, Tuesday night, Apostle and Pastor, One Word from the Lord, 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time, Faith Come By Hearing. Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew at Thursday at 6 o'clock. Listen, be there. Be square. Hallelujah. It's an awesome, awesome, awesome woman of God. Hallelujah. We've had so much amen, glory to God, fun, and listening to Elder. It's just off the chain. Oh, my God. I said, when Elder gave that word on Thursday, man, it was like fire. Shut up in her bones. It was awesome. Glory to God. And don't forget, amen, we're the Hour of Power, Prophetess Martha Williams, the first Hour of Power at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 30-minute break. Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Ministry Lane Jackson, 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. And I want to encourage you to partner. And in partner, you will receive many, 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 many perks. You will receive, amen, something from the Lord, amen, words of encouragement. So I encourage you to come on and get in where you fit in. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't like to leave the show without giving the invitation to Christ. I want you to make Jesus Lord in your life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, Lord. Make me, Lord God. Mold me. Father God, I repent of all my sins, and I give my life unto you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Welcome to the body of Christ. Amen. Hit me up on Facebook, amen, inbox me and let me know that that was you. Hallelujah. The angels in heaven are rejoicing. Get in a Bible-believing church where the word of God is being taught and lived, and you know it's being lived. Take your Bible with you, hallelujah, to church. I know sometimes you say, well, I can't catch up. You know, they be giving out scriptures. Write them down, glory to God. Just write them, jot them down, hallelujah. And if you can't get them right then, you know, because I can vouch for that. But sometimes, you know, they may talk a little fast, but you can jot them down, and then you can go back in your own personal time and look them up and read them. So you know what? I did hear them say that, and I heard them say that. Ask the Holy Ghost to bring it back to your remembrance, what was said, what was spoken. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And you're on your way, but it don't stop there. You got to continue to fight the good fight of faith and stay anchored in the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. I'm going to go ahead now and give the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and evermore. Amen. Amen. I'll see you back on next Sunday. Remember, hallelujah, glory to God. Make Jesus Lord in your life every day. Continue to read your word. Continue to meditate on the word. Glory to God. Amen.